Hey, it is on a morning like this that I wish I knew how to do watercolor. I wish I could make a watercolor painting. I think it would be a wonderful sort of thing to make a watercolor painting on kind of a rainy, drizzly day. And if there's anybody around who knows where a person might learn how to do watercolor paintings, I suppose it'd be Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art. Howdy, sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa. If you could do three-dimensional watercolor painting with the thick fog down around the harbor, it's really wonderfully soupy. So think of, you know, the installation pieces. We were walking through a virtual art installation this morning, pretty much.
Cool.
It's a great week in art this week. Kirsten Owney is a textile designer and artists in our community, both. And she has just opened a actual bricks and mortar store. I mean, in these days and times, it's hard to think of doing that, but she is an incredibly courageous individual and courageous artist and wants to share the just joy of color. She has an incredible sense of pattern and color that just, you look at the textiles and you can't help but feel this sort of spark inside your stomach of just electricity. And she has created this shop in Lincoln Park, and it features all of her wonderful, amazing textiles. It's really, even if you just want to go window shopping to look inside, it's really incredibly exciting. So so take a walk in downtown Lincoln Park and check out Kirsten Owney's new shop. And then it is a week of the stars this week, Lisa. This is the last quarter, the week of the last quarter, and a new moon happens this Sunday, this coming Sunday. And so the Bell Museum in Minneapolis is doing a whole week of dark sky celebrations. And Duluth is doing some work with planetariums too. So the Bell Museum is an incredible resource in the Minnesota, and they are their natural history. And so each evening this week, they are going to feature a speaker and to do some stargazing, virtual stargazing. And this Wednesday is one that I think is particularly exciting because it features their resident artist. And the Bell Museum, they're not the only one to do this, but I think they do it really well. They have artists in residence at the museum and exploring the same kinds of things the scientists are exploring, but through the lens of an artist. So this Wednesday, Dr. Mike Shaw at 7 p.m., is going to give a presentation about his photography, and a lot of it has to do with night photography. I mean, and actually this Friday is Astro Bob, who also does an amazing work in night photography and night skies. So it's 2 artists out of the week are going to be speaking on Wednesday and Friday, and talking about just the role of the stars and the role of the sky in their work, and both technical advice as well as just, you know, what inspires them as artists. And I think I'm really excited to hear from Mike Shaw, because I think it's interesting to talk to artists who are really embedded in a scientific community who are, you know, seeing the same things, and maybe connecting with people in a different way. And to that end, this Thursday from 7 to 9 p.m., David Beard, who is a professor at UMD, has organized a whole series of programs with the UMD Planetarium called AMP. It's Art, Music, and Poetry. And this was organized. He organized this. He got a grant to do it right before the pandemic, and of course things had to be reconfigured. His idea was that, you know, this is a really interesting space. The UMD Planetarium is this really interesting space to see things and to see both the simulated night sky, but it's also kind of a neat fishbowl projector, and how can we integrate artists, musicians, and poets and science? How can we have this wonderful soup of ideas? And so he reconfigured it all, of course, because he is passion is getting those ideas out there. And this Thursday, I'm going to be leading a discussion, a virtual discussion with three artists that are doing some really fascinating thinking around communications, around observation, around science, all things that that astronomers and folks who are really interested in the night sky are looking at. So from 7 to 9 p.m., I'll be talking on a Zoom call with Rebecca Krinke, Kathy McTavish, and Catherine Meyer. And it'll be a moderated discussion, and certainly anyone who's part of that panel discussion can participate as well. And it's the first time I've done a panel discussion that's been public on Zoom, and so I'm really curious on how it's all going to work and happen, and we're just gonna talk and have fun, and I'm excited for whoever shows up.
I would encourage you to make sure that at least one dog, couple of cats, and at least and both of your boys make
both of my boys
guest appearances.
With sweet clothing on.
Well, yes, that might be good because there won't be the opportunity in real time to put in strategic blurring. But yeah, make sure that they're wearing clothes. But as long as those things show up at random, at least once and briefly, I would imagine that it would be judged by any of our modern metrics a wonderfully successful event.
Absolutely. I think it's so appropriate that this week is all about sort of the larger cosmos, because I think it's giving us all a nice opportunity to take a deep breath. And when there's something just universal when we look up, whether it's through an artist's eyes, a scientist's eyes, a banker or a farmer's eyes, there's something just breathtaking about the night sky and incredibly artistic and poetic in and of its own right. So I think we all could stand those deep breaths that we take when we look up at the night sky. And I'm excited that there's this wonderful soup and mix of ideas going on this week around it.
I think that sounds fantastic. Annie, thanks a gazillion for joining us. We'll get some links set up as usual, so it'll be easy for folks to track down these various virtual events. And again, I'm just excited that people have opportunities to attend things that maybe they wouldn't have had if we were still doing things the conventional way. And I'm really excited about that. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks, Lisa.
Annie Dugan, our host for Where's Art, a regular feature of Mondays right here on 103.3 KUMD.